Well, good morning and welcome to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Brian Broyles and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished up our Now Playing series and talked about the movie Justice League. And what's typical in these types of movies is there's always a good guy figure and a bad guy figure. But since this is the first film for DC and bringing these good guy figures together as a team, it seems like they wanted to overemphasize who these hero figures were, their abilities, and what was the source of their power. And that's what makes these types of movies exciting, because without those powers, they would get crushed, right? The movie would be super short and the enemy would win every time. It would be impossible to have victory without these powers, without this strength. And we said in a lot of ways, it's the same with you and I, that the source of our strength comes from the Holy Spirit. And just like, you know, the characters in the movie, without the Holy Spirit, it would be impossible to live the Christian life. It would be impossible to have victory. And that you and I are commanded to be filled with the Spirit, that God wants for you a Spirit-filled life. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians in chapter 5, starting out in verse 18, Paul writes, and I'll paraphrase here, to not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we took some time to really understand what it means to be filled. Right, the idea or concept that Paul is writing about here isn't a gradual filling, but more of being full, right? Completely. No room for anything else. Really pointing to the Holy Spirit's control in our life. And he contrasts that with wine, that you and I are not to be controlled or influenced by wine or any other thing, but to be controlled and influenced by the Holy Spirit. And then we touched on this idea that for you and I to be full of something, we must be empty of everything else. And that's where, you know, a lot of us get stuck. This idea of emptying, of surrendering or submitting, you know, areas of our life or control over certain areas of our lives. But that yielding, right, that giving over of control is a part of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And Paul goes on in the next three verses to show us what that looks like practically in our day-to-day. He writes to speak to each other in psalms and hymns, to sing to God with your heart, to give thanks always and for everything, and how it shows up in our relationships by submitting to one another. What he's saying here is that in your conversations with each other, that God would be at the center, that we would speak to each other about what God is doing in your life, what he's teaching you, and how God has been so good to you. That we would be so intimate with God, that we would carry a tune in our heart towards him and just thank him for everything throughout our day. Right, thank him that you have a home to wake up in, a food to eat, a job to support your family, a bed to sleep on. And we all get wrapped up in the busyness of the day, so I shared with our Delaware campus that I have a series of alarms on my phone throughout the day that I use, you know, to make sure the day doesn't get away from me, so that I don't miss recognizing, you know, what God is doing in me, with me, and around me, so that I can give him praise for who he is and what he's doing. Then we looked at several other places in Scripture that describe people like Peter or Paul as being bold, and their boldness was described as being filled with the Spirit, and that in each occasion they were telling others about Jesus. So this morning, know that God wants for you a Spirit-filled life, and you have everything you need. Where you have the Word of God in front of you and the Spirit of God inside of you. And what we do is just ask by faith to be filled with the Spirit. And as you come to God, you're not asking him to give you his Holy Spirit. He already has. But to help you see, right, what it is that you're hanging on to, what it is that you need to surrender, to help you stay grounded in your relationship with him today, and to be available to share the good news of Jesus with someone who needs to hear it. So this morning, just take a minute right now while you're heading to work, or if you're at home, whatever it is that you're doing, just to pray to God. And God, I need you. And I confess that I've been directing my own life. and I surrender the control of my life to Lord Jesus. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit as you commanded me to be filled. Help me to speak of you, to sing to you, and to see all that you have blessed me with today. And if there's someone in my day that needs your word, please use me today. Well, I hope this has been an encouragement to you as you start out your day. Thanks for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast this morning, and we'll see you tomorrow.